All right. I know Anchor Podcast say this is the 22nd on this here. This is actually the 23rd. Sitting up as a draft. But anywho, like this. Subscribe if you're on my Get Your Juju channel. Go ahead and drop down to the description. And you can listen to me on Anchor Podcasts and all the streaming platforms. Just type in Aaron Fantasy. Yes, God. If you're on my Anchor Podcast, hello, welcome. Hit that star button and favorite me, honey, for all the great, powerful messages. Let's get started with this. I was going to leave this for myself, but I decided, this is good. This guy here and many other people are leaving gyms, but, you know, there's a big but here, but they did it. They got success and they want to help other people. Now, this is good. I'm in the spirit. I'm getting people telling me you need to give. But let me give you the rebuttal. I always tell them, you know, they come in with the spiritual thing. Give. But if you don't have nothing to give, you don't have it yet. You see, why are you giving something you don't have yet? You're going to feel as though they done stole from you. You see, you giving something and they get it and you haven't even gotten it yet. What sense does that make? Let me plug the Yala Van Zandt quote there. You know, make sure your cup is full and whatever's running over, you give to someone else. Make sure your cup is full and whatever's left over, you give to someone else. This is good. You're going to be excited to give. You're going to want to give. But why are you giving things and you don't even have it yet? You're not even doing it for yourself. You didn't get the blessing. So what you giving? And that's my point. And I received it. And they have, honey, I was talking to some people. They have good rebuttals. Talking about the Bible scripture. But I can't be giving things that I didn't receive yet. You see? So, anywho, this is a powerful message. I received this. I was going to leave this for myself because I don't want nothing in my consciousness to dissuade me, okay? Because this is really, really powerful. And I'm going to pretend that I'm speaking to future Aaron, okay? And you can get the tip. If you don't want it, that's fine. But I understand this is good. This is what happened. So I'm doing something that is, I may need to put that as a hobby. You see, I need not to prioritize that. You know, I need to make that this thing like the fun thing, because it's something that I want to do, that I'm called to do, and I've done things, and it's not giving me the fruits of my labor. But I was like, you know, all I'm doing right now is promotion today and stuff like that, right? So something small. So I'm doing this small thing that isn't giving me much fruit. I'm gonna be real, and I'm be real with it. This is me. It ain't giving me much fruit and everything, but I said it shouldn't take long, blah blah blah. So as I was doing it, and I was having a good time doing it, and I so happened to look at the clock. Guess what, my dreamers? 2 hours done passed. 2 hours done passed. This specific thing, with my slow computer, you know, I did some editing, and it was some excellent editing on this particular thing. So today I'm promoting. Yesterday I edited it. And I wanted to do something yesterday, but it took a minute. It took longer. It took a couple of hours. Like 4, maybe 5 hours to edit that particular. I looked at the time and I'm sitting there looking at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock p.m. And I was like, look, where did the time go? And this is good. All that energy, when I put it out, I ain't gonna receive, you see, but this here, today, I looked at the clock, 2 hours passed. This thing that isn't giving me fruits of my labor, 2 hours done passed. Something that I'm excited about is money. You see, something that I'm excited about, I'm getting like money or whatever. I'm money. And that trumps this because that's going to give me fruits of my labor. I'd rather do that than this. This is good. There's something else I need to be doing with my music, but I'm sitting here doing this. You see. But let me stick to the thing. Let me get off of this. This is 2 hours unpassed. I done put in 2 hours. Didn't even know. I just looked. And I said, that's a powerful message. Aaron, you need to prioritize. When this is done, and it doesn't give me what I wanted in the spirit. I understand consistency. If this is giving me what I want in the spirit, I'm just gonna leave this because I have two other things that's more of a pro. Because this is good. I'm wasting my time. And this is good. You put in this effort, in this energy, in this thing, you see, and it doesn't give you fruits of your labor. Why are you continuing? You see, and this is good. I dismiss the two. There's two things. There's a money thing and there's a music thing that I could be doing, meaning using this time on. But I said, no, let me focus. Let me finish on this. And I'm going to be really real. This ain't because I did it before. This isn't going to give me what I want. I'm going to try to do everything I can with this, but this is good. Let me stick to this. The time and your priority. You see, this here needs to be low on priority, especially if it doesn't give you anything. I did a message and it's not popular. This is not popular. Because the Christian folks, you gotta give. And I'm be really real, honey. You're wasting your damn time. If you giving and you didn't get shit. This is good. Let me slow that down. I'm sorry. This is gonna offend people and I don't give a damn. You're wasting your time when you are giving and you ain't getting shit. You're wasting your time. You need to put that low on your priority because there's two things coming in that I'm excited for. But look what I'm doing. Something, you know, and it better pay me something. I'm supposed to release this. It better give me something because look at the time I've invested in it. Look at the time I invested in it. If I don't get anything for the time that I put in other words, look at that in spirit, you don't work, you don't put in. You need to put that very low on your priorities. You'll come back to it whenever you feel it. You, honey, I'm busy. It's good. It's like you're wasting your priorities. You need to prioritize. This is good. This taught me a lesson. This one small thing took 2 hours. Let me repeat that. That's the basis of this message. And this is going to help me and help you understand what I'm saying. And this is very nuanced. No one talks about this. The world tell you, you need to stop listening to the world and listen to your inner spirit. And if you understand what I'm saying, you need to be listening to me. Okay, honey. This small thing took 2 hours. You see, took 2 hours. With my upload speed, it's gonna take probably another hour to upload this, and then I gotta then I'm gonna put this on social media. This one video, look at all this work. Whereas I could take the same time, put something more of, you got to watch. because you could put something that will give you something in return. I can replace this with something that's going to give it. This is good. Do your thing. But if you didn't get no return for that investment, you need to put that very low on your priority list and replace it. That's if you didn't give you anything in return in your investment, you need to put that very, you need to drop that down very low. Because look at this, I'm not even done. This took 2 hours. Then I got to upload it. Then I got to put it on social media. You see, this is good. If I love this thing, and if I wouldn't care, I just, if this is the only thing, that's fine. You see, oh, this is good. If you're getting something out of it, that this time you put in is fine. This is a great priority. But what I'm saying, you need to prioritize. Now, I said I was going to do this, so that's why it's a that's why I'm doing it. But if it doesn't give me anything that I want, we're going to put this very low on the list. Okay, we're going to put this very low. And it didn't give me, I didn't did that. I went down the road. Put it very low because your priority. We all got the same time, but we have different priorities. That's a good quote. We all have the same time of the day, but different priorities. You're going to feel like you got things accomplished if you prioritize a little bit better. You know, I remember my quote, do one thing a day, God is proud. You're going to feel comfortable and secure if you do that main thing. See, I have main things, but because I haven't done this thing here, you know, I have to finish this. You see, there's two other priorities that I want to get to, but I'm doing this because I haven't finished. I edited it yesterday, and it's going to be uploaded. Now I'm over here promoting it. You see, I'm putting a lot into it. And if you don't get anything out of what you done put in, you need to put that very low on your priorities. You see, you gotta watch what you're doing. Watch what you're prioritizing. You need to prioritize better. You know, I'm gonna put, honey, it's some company, I wanna be focused on coins, honey. What's giving me something back? That's what you need to focus on. I'm sorry. And the world will tell you you're selfish. Why are you paying into something that ain't giving you shit? You need to stop listening to the world. That's a good quote. Why are you paying into something that ain't giving you shit? You have faith. This is good. They say you need to have faith. Your faith is you doing it. You doing it. And after a while, you ain't getting nothing back. You foolish. I'm sorry. You foolish. I ain't sorry. You foolish. I ain't gonna be a fool for long. I'm gonna say, I ain't getting nothing out of this deal. Let me do something else. Let me prioritize something else. You see, it's about priorities. I have to get done with this because it's something coming in that I'm more excited about. And I'm going to be there because it's something new. It's something exciting because I done been down this road before. I'm not excited about this. I'm excited about the new thing. We're going to see what this is giving. And if I ain't giving much, I'm going to focus on what's giving. Okay, I'm gonna prioritize. My priorities are not straight when you putting it into something that ain't give you much back. Okay? Period. In all things. Your priorities ain't straight. Okay? So, use this in everything. Use this in everything. What has the best return? What excites you? If you're not myself, if I'm not excited about it, that means I done did it before and didn't get shit back. You see? I believe you need to make that like a hobby. Low priority. I'm just focused on priorities, on the most important things that I'm getting a return on. That's going to be my focus. And make this thing a hobby. Meaning, I put into this is supposed to be a hobby. This here is a hobby. I need to make this a hobby. Okay? You need to put this as a hobby. Because this is taking a lot of... This is good. This thing that isn't giving me much in return is taking a lot of my time. One heartbeat is like 1 second. And, you know, that's my life, and then equal sign, time. That's your life. And I'm not going to sit here and spend my life on something that ain't giving me shit back. You know, I'm going to give it a little time to see if it's giving me what I want. My dreamers, if it ain't giving you what you want, after a time, I understand consistency, but consistency, I'm going to try this to this point and see what it's giving. If it ain't giving you, you're wasting your time. Your time is a part of your life. We don't have no time for that. I'm going to enjoy my life. Enjoy the life to the fullest. I'm not going to sit here and waste my time. The world sit there trying to make you waste your time. Keep on going, something that ain't working. You know, keep on going, but make it like a hobby. You're going to come back there and when I feel like it, and you know, after I get through with priorities, you know, I have two things in my subconscious mind. Two things that I want to do, but I'm on this thing here, and I done did it before. We're gonna see what it's giving, but I'm more excited about those two things that's coming in my mind. And this is new. This is so new. I'm gonna prioritize on those two new things. I'm sorry, and see what that's gonna give. Cause this, you know, I'm not very excited. I'm like, ooh, this is so great. But I don't think I'm gonna get much, but I'm gonna do everything I can to get something. You see what I'm saying? But I'll have to put this low in poor. If it ain't giving nothing, this three strikes is out. I think I tried this about 2 times. Okay, we're gonna do it. But if it's a prioritize, this gonna be last. You see? It's about priorities. And remember this. I'm going to come back to this message because I don't think I did this message any justice. It's about priorities. I said this small thing took 2 hours. And then I haven't even uploaded it yet. That takes 30 minutes. That's 30 minutes of my time. That's 2 hours. I look 2 hours and you know I can do it in 2 hours. And I'm sitting on here on this. I think this is low priority. But I'm making it a priority. There's two things. One of the things is money. One of the things I need to be focused on is some money, honey. And I'm on this low priority thing. This is good. Because the world tell you be consistent. So that's what I'm doing. I need to stop listening to the world, honey. And just go straight to high priority. The high priority is something new. You see what I'm saying? We done did some vibration of this before. That's why I'm not excited. Do the exciting thing. Prioritize that. And see what it's giving. Let me tell you. One of the things that I'm thinking about is money. I'm over here with something that ain't giving me no money. They ain't giving me nothing. If I don't make this a damn hobby, in other words, low priority, and this is good, you're going to come off better. I remember watching, what's his damn name? That young, cute guy from Lakewood. Oh, honey, this is a long message, whatever. It's okay. He's a cute guy. He yellow, cute guy. Anywho, he said his music began to be popular when he stopped thinking about it. You got to detach. You know, this here, if I don't get what I'm supposed to be getting, I'm about to make this a hobby. Something I love to do. You see, low priority. Okay? And I'm not hearing nobody say. Okay, I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm just start I'm just prioritize fun things, great things, new things, exciting things, especially things that's gonna give you something in return. Okay. And but anywho, like the guy said, when he did this method, because this is what he did, what I'm teaching here. As soon as he did that, that's when his music began to be popular, began to, you know, resonate. He began to become big. When he stopped thinking, I want to be big. The music just took off. I believe because his creativity had no bounds, no restrictions, and he just was free to create. If it pops, great. If it doesn't, great. I just do it because I love to do it. You know, make a low priority, and you're going to go to it in the first place if you really love to do it. You know what I mean? But anywho, so that's this message. I'm just part because that one little bit thing to 2 hours. And that's this message. That's what I received. I was like, okay, I'm just prioritized a little bit better. Because that took 2 hours of my time. I'm doing this simple thing. I said, that took 2 hours of my time. That's ridiculous. I need to prioritize better. And I'm just to do that. This day forward. If you received it, go ahead and say amen. Okay, honey. That's what I'm going to do this day forward. I just prioritize. You see. But it's okay. I did it. If it doesn't give me what I deserve, we're going to put this down now. And you remember that message of Fear Dog? You tell that Fear Dog, I done tried that. I done did it. You're going to have to, honey, we're gonna get that when we get that. Let me do these new things first. I'm going to prioritize because that took a lot of my dang time and I didn't get much for it. Okay? So I'm going to prioritize something new, something exciting, especially if it's delivering some horns. Okay? It's delivering whatever you want. It's delivering people, you see? If it's delivering something, that's what I'm going to prioritize. Okay. It's giving you love, giving you some sex, you see? Don't let nobody else tell you what to do. They're not in your physical shoes and they're not paying your bills. You see, they ain't giving you what you need. You prioritize what is giving you what you need. Okay, if this ain't give me nothing, honey, it's like, if it don't give me nothing, I'm gonna remember. I don't feel like doing that. That's why you don't feel like doing it, because it didn't give you what you needed before. Anywho, that's this message. I'll dwell into it many, many times. This is, you know, I'm gonna let this one come through. Time is valuable, my dreamers, because that's part of your, you can't get, they say it so willy-nilly. But let me slow that down. you're going to understand, you're going to build my point of view. Because you can take a different point of view. You can take a Christian point of view. You got to give. You got to give. You can't. This is good. Let me go straight to the quote. Let me slow it down. You can't get time back. Let that ring. You can't get time back. You get money back. You get everything back, but you can't get the time back. You know, the most valuable resource, one of the most valuable resources, time. So, by golly, this day forward, I got this message. I'm be real serious about my time. You see, I'm just to prioritize my time of what's going to give me the most. What I'm most excited about. I remember I did a message and I drifted away from that. A guy was like, do what you want to do the most. Do what's the most fun. And but I'm going to put a plus. That's the most valuable. That's going to give you something in return. Okay. Don't you get it? Got it? Good. Peace.